Now, the exciting news is that we know that the mind guides the brain and the brain guides the body. So you can actually create tools to have your mind detect information. Now, you can do this with a dowsing rod or a pendulum. We'll start with the dowsing rods. You can take two hangers and bend one of them about 4 inches at the end so that you actually are creating a handle. Then you hold one in each hand, and they're going to be jetting out in front of you, parallel to the ground. And then you want to set the calibration. So you talk to yourself in your mind, and you say, okay, now give me a yes. And you're going to notice that maybe they go toward each other, or maybe they go away. But whatever your brain guides the dowsing rods to do is your calibration. Then you ask, give me a no. And then give me a maybe. And then you notice what feedback that you're getting from the dowsing rods. From there, you can actually detect information. Let's say you've lost your keys somewhere in the house. You could go into the room where you think they might be and stand in the center, and then just start asking the dowsing rods. You can divide the room into four different areas and look at the first half, and then maybe divide that into a half again, and then just keep asking until you actually locate the keys. A real quick example of how this worked for me a number of years ago, when someone actually came to our home and stole something out of the car, I went out into the street and I stood in the middle of the street with the dowsing rods, and they kept indicating, even though I did a 360-degree turn several times, they always indicated this hotel down the street from my home. And later on that night, now, not only did it indicate physically, but it, at the same moment, gave me a verbal message, which was like an old-time movie that said that the thief always returns to the scene of a crime. So because of that message that I got and the pointing of the rods, we decided to kind of keep a watch that night. And sure enough, within an hour and a half, the criminal returned to the scene of the crime to pick up another part of the equipment that he missed on the first run. And we were able to capture this person. We found out later that night from the detective that we turned him into that he, yes, indeed, had been staying at the Econo Lodge down the street from my home. Now, to make your own pendulum, you can get something like a necklace or a shoestring. As long as you have something that you can hold on to one end and have it free-flowing on the other end and then tie something to it, a lot of people will use crystals, a piece of jewelry. It really doesn't seem to matter. You just need to be able to hold it on one end and have something hanging on the other end. And then once again, you want to ask questions. So once you have your either homemade or bought pendulum, then you can go to level 3 to 1, and then you can start calibrating your pendulum. So you want to ask, give me a yes, and notice the sign that you get back. Then you want to ask, give me a no, and then notice that sign, and then give me a maybe, and then ask, give me an I don't know. Now, when you need to find an answer to a problem and get that intuitive guidance, you want to hold your pendulum away from your body, go to level, and ask a question. You can open your eyes and notice what's happening with the indicators. Now, here for a few more examples of how to use these tools is Jose Luis Romero.
Thank you, Jonelle. A few years ago, Mr. Silva came into my office and asked me to come with him to our meeting room. We have a large meeting room. As soon as we walked in, he said, Pepe, here are 2,000 rods. There is some money in this room. I want you to find it. The only instructions I'm going to give you is that you want to divide the room in half, and then once you divide that half and you get an indication where the money is, divide that into half again and continue to do so until you locate the money. So I took the 1,000 rods, I divided the room in half, got an indication that the money was on the left side. I divided that in half, and pretty soon I located the money. The first thing Mr. Silva said at that time was, it took you 53 seconds. But he seemed impressed. So I was happy. The thing that I did not tell Mr. Silva until about 6 months later was that as soon as I walked into the room, I knew where the money was. I received an impression and I was attracted to the location exactly where the money was. Once I started using the dowsing rods, they only confirmed what I already knew. And for me, that was a great confidence to realize that my intuition was correct. Many times we need tools to help us convert information from the intuitive, subjective dimension into the objective dimension. And this is what such tools as dowsing rods and pendulums can do for us. In your next session, we're going to impress information on psychometry, how you can use psychometry. Psychometry is a good way for you to develop your intuitive ability. To gain a better understanding of how psychometry works, let's look into how things around us work. Everything that exists vibrates. Everything that exists has a fundamental frequency. The frequency is determined by its composition of electrons in the atom and the atoms in the molecule. And the total sum of atoms in a specific type of matter is the fundamental frequency of that type. Now, everything is affected by light. When light comes into contact with an object, now we have the fundamental frequency of the object, and we have the fundamental frequency of light. When the two collide, then we end up with four frequencies: the fundamental frequency of the object and the fundamental frequency of light. We also have the sum of the two and the difference of the two. With our physical senses, we are able to detect what the difference of the two is reflected. What is reflected, that is what we sense with our physical senses. The sum of the two is absorbed, and what is absorbed, we are able to detect with our subjective senses, our intuitive senses. What is reflected is affected by other reflections, by other energies. What is absorbed is pure. So now, what do you think is the best information if you are able to sense with your physical senses or your subjective senses? The information that is absorbed is pure. The information that is absorbed is the information that you would like to use to help you in decision making. Now, we know that everything vibrates, and we sense information from vibrations of an object. Your vibrations penetrate objects within your presence and affect the internal vibrations of the objects. Your body radiation charges up the objects with your own frequencies. When you touch a ring, for instance, your vibrations penetrate the ring, and it becomes an extension of you. Any time later, when someone touches the ring and desires to obtain information, can obtain information from those vibrations in the ring. The vibrations in an object are used by our mind to help us tune in to the person whenever we desire to obtain information on that person. It will be helpful if we have an object from a person, and that will help our mind to sense the vibrations in that object to be able to tune in to that person to obtain the information that we need. In the next exercise, you will learn how to use psychometry. You can use psychometry to help you practice to develop your intuitive ability. As you learn to function in the alpha level, you can have your friends or family members bring you objects from people they know and give you a description of maybe their color of hair, color of eyes, complexion, maybe height and weight. And hold the object on the palm of your left hand and determine what information you'd like to detect. Then enter your level and desire to detect that information. Usually the information that you perceive immediately is the correct one. Once you finish with an object, compare your answers with the information that was provided to you. This will help you to gain confidence and to establish points of reference that you are doing the right thing. On the average, a person when guessing will be right 1 out of 5 times. On the average, a good psychic will be right 4 out of 5 times. Once you determine that you're being right more than 1 out of 5, then you are on your way to developing better intuition. Now, in the next session, Jonelle will guide you through the exercise.